Okay, let's go on to Steve's case.
The next case is a 67-year-old white male who presented to his internist with a minimally productive cough. A chest x-ray was obtained in his office, and there was a infiltrate versus mass in the right lower lobe. The patient was treated with a course of oral antibiotics and had a repeat chest x-ray, which revealed no significant improvement in the infiltrate on chest x-ray. Patient then had a CT scan of the chest performed, which revealed the infiltrate to be more mass-like in appearance on the CT scan, measuring approximately 3.5 centimeters. There was a small hilar lymph node measuring 1.5 centimeters. No mediastinal adenopathy was identified. The patient did have a PET scan, which revealed increased metabolic uptake with high SUV values in the right lower lobe mass. There was a lower SUV value, but still increased uptake in the right hilum, and no obvious increased uptake within the mediastinum or elsewhere throughout the body. Patient was taken to mediastinoscopy, and at the time of mediastinoscopy was found to have N2 disease with contralateral mediastinal adenopathy. Biopsy revealed a poorly differentiated large cell carcinoma.
So, Head, how would you think this through?
Well, again, I think this is the third example in a row where we've had a PET scan done and the mediastinoscopy, a full mediastinoscopy, revealed a very different staging. As I was hearing this case, I'm thinking, wow, maybe we can resect this, maybe we can do neoadjuvant, and then now I hear contralateral lymphadenopathy. Now we've all of a sudden shifted our entire focus on this patient from something that was surgically feasible to now an unresectable concurrent chemoradiation approach, of course, if the rest of the staging is negative.
And what did the staging show? And could you talk a little bit more about his general health, attitude, et cetera?
He was obviously disappointed by the time he came to see me because up to the point of the mediastinoscopy, everyone was very hopeful and encouraging that he would be able to be resected at the time of his surgery. Of course, he was quite disappointed in that outcome. He was generally fairly healthy. He had hypertension. He was mildly obese. And he had had an abnormal stress test about 5 or 6 years earlier with a negative catheterization, and he actually had stopped smoking at that time when he had the abnormal stress test.
And did you mention the rest of his staging?
The rest of his staging was negative MRI of the brain, CT scans of the rest of the body, which had been done preoperatively prior to the mediastinoscopy with the intent that he might undergo definitive surgery. All of those were negative.
So, Ed, what would you be thinking about in terms of treatment?
Well, he sounds like a healthy gentleman, other than the abnormal heart history, and we'd want to make sure that that was okay. If it was a couple years ago, then he might need to just a cardiology consultation to clear his cardiac status.
He did have preoperative cardiac clearance, and he had a stress test, which was fine.